Trump calls for Congress to get reconciliation bill funding ICE, CBP to his desk by June 1. By Nick Gilbertson on April 1, 2026. President Donald Trump is calling on Congress to deliver a reconciliation bill that includes funding for Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, and Customs and Border Protection, CBP, to his desk by June 1. House Speaker Mike Johnson, RLA, and Senate Majority Leader John Thune, RSD, announced they will follow the president's directive. Trump took to Truth Social on Wednesday to set the deadline as the Democrats' Department of Homeland Security, DHS, shutdown drags on, with Congress in recess. Unlike Republicans, Democrats want to defund the police, Border Patrol, and all immigration enforcement. They want to allow criminals, the mentally insane, and lunatics from all over the world to come into our country, totally unvetted and unchecked, putting Americans in serious danger. That's why we are going forward to fund our incredible ICE agents and Border Patrol through a process that doesn't need radical left Democrat votes and bypasses the Senate filibuster, which should be repealed immediately, working in close conjunction with House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Leader John Thune. We are going to work as fast and as focused as possible to replenish funding for our border and ICE agents, and the radical left Democrats won't be able to stop us. We will not allow them to hurt the families of these great patriots by defunding them. I am asking that the bill be on my desk no later than June 1. Our law enforcement officers and the American people should not have to wait until the Democrats see reason or learn the hard way through the polls. Hopefully, everyone will be voting Republican for the midterms. Through simple unification, Republicans can do this without the Democrats. Trump said that funding from the One Big Beautiful Bill will be used to continue to pay ICE and CBP agents in the meantime. Immigration enforcement will continue, and our border will remain secure, with no murderers, drug dealers, or criminals of any kind entering our country, he wrote. He also called on Americans to reflect on the massive influx of illegal immigration that former President Joe Biden and Democrats in Congress fostered during the previous administration. These radical, weak, and incompetent Democrats have made clear that if they resume power, they will never again provide funding to secure our border or enforce our immigration laws, he wrote. The Democrats are the party of open borders for criminals, crime, zero immigration enforcement, defunding the police, and allowing the worst of the worst to have get-out-of-jail-free cards, he added. Thune and Johnson issued a joint statement announcing they will follow Trump's reconciliation directive.